You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, hallelujah. The Bible tells us to make a joyful noise. Amen. Unto the Lord. Psalm 100. Right? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Hallelujah, our King. Amen. Somebody say, our King. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. So we're going to do exactly what scripture is leading us to do. Amen. We thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and we enter your courts with praise. Can we give God the highest praise? The highest praise is hallelujah, right? Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Praise Yahweh. Praise Jehovah. Praise God. Amen. So in this moment, I don't care what's going on, what's not going on. I don't care how we feel, how we don't feel. I'm reminded of Apostle Paul who instructs us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything, in every situation, in every circumstance, give thanks. So we are commanding our soul right now to praise the Lord, to give a thanksgiving offering. Hallelujah, 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 because we are not dictated by situations and we're not dictated by the statuses and we're not dictated by the circumstance and we're not dictated by the feelings. Hallelujah. But we are dictated by our faith. May we learn even more to be dictated by our faith, by heaven. Because let's be for real, we are dictated by something. Okay. Hallelujah. So we say, hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Lord. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. We seek forgiveness, Lord. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves, Lord. Hallelujah. We submit to your love, Lord. Hallelujah. Change our hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. Change our minds, Lord. Hallelujah. Change our ways, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to walk by faith, Lord. Hallelujah. And not by sight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us to hold to your truth, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Hallelujah. Here we are, Lord. Here we are. Hallelujah. Offering you a praise. Hallelujah. Because you are able. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah. With you, all things are possible. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for turning it in our favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for moving the mountains. Hallelujah. And thank you for the mountains we must conquer. Hallelujah. Let us fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can we bless you, Lord? Hallelujah. What do you find pleasing? Hallelujah. What do you find displeasing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask for your wisdom, Lord. Hallelujah. Give us perspective, Lord. Hallelujah. And understanding, Lord. Hallelujah. Creating us a clean heart. Hallelujah. And renew a right spirit in us, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us not stand under titles. Hallelujah. But let us stand under you, O God. Hallelujah. Let us not define ourselves by accolades and accomplishments. Hallelujah. But let us define ourselves by you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's not even define ourselves by failures and mistakes. Hallelujah. Or sins. Hallelujah. But we are defined by you, O God. Hallelujah. May we walk with you, O God. Hallelujah. That means we must agree with you, Lord. Hallelujah. It means we must submit to you, Lord. Hallelujah. It means we must obey you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 When we praise and when we worship, we create space for God and for Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. Let us make room for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Make room for the Holy Spirit in that situation. Hallelujah. Make room for the Holy Spirit in that relationship. Hallelujah. Make room for the Holy Spirit in your profession. Hallelujah. Make room for the Holy Spirit in our life. Hallelujah. Make room for the Holy Spirit in our finances. Hallelujah. Make room for the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make room for the Holy Spirit in our ways. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, this sound is sweet unto the Lord. Hallelujah. This sound, God receives our worship. Hallelujah. We meet God in our worship. Hallelujah. We see God in our worship. Hallelujah. We encounter God in our worship. Hallelujah. We experience God in our worship. Hallelujah. We tap into an intimacy in our worship. Hallelujah. Christ becomes our focal point while we worship. Hallelujah. 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 Listen. Hallelujah. Listen, I can hear the Holy Spirit saying to some of our carnal selves, our natural selves, this may seem foolish. This may seem like, okay, we didn't done this enough. We didn't said hallelujah enough. But we must remain, abide, live in this place. Worship and praise is our identity. May we be faithful in our worship and prayer and praise life. The rooster, as long as the rooster has breath, doesn't cease to give God glory every morning. Come on, y'all. The birds, hallelujah, the fowls of the air does not fail in giving Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, his glory. Ah! And I am reminded that the fowls of the air, they see famine. Come on, they see dry, they experience storms, and God is faithful to provide for them. Hallelujah. They reap, they sow, neither do they reap. And God provides for them. Hallelujah. How much more, thank you, Holy Spirit. How much more his children who are made in his image according to his likeness. Hallelujah. Let us become a people that praise. Hallelujah. May we become a people that worship. Hallelujah. I can almost hear the Holy Spirit saying, we need more worship. Come on. We need to water it with worship. We need to drown it with worship. That thing, the Lord is saying, worship me. Worship me. Worship me. Worship me. In the book of John reveals that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Come on, y'all. That means we're not worshiping in according to the situation in the lie. Hello? God said, God has an inheritance, and he calls you wealthy. He calls you whole. He calls you healed. He calls you blessed. He calls you able. He calls you faithful. He calls you forgiven. He calls you his beloved. He calls you fearfully and wonderfully made. This is truth. Why do we fall for the okie doke? Why do we listen to the lie? Hallelujah. Why are we listening to the lie? Is it based off, it does it indicate that we're walking by sight and not by faith? Because faith takes us into the worship of spirit and truth and receives truth. Come on, and encounters God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit in spirit, and allows us to be filled with spirit, spiritual things, and allows our spirit man to be fed. Hallelujah. That I can look at the storm and I can look at the mountain and have faith in God. Right? Mark 11. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Come on, somebody. Right? Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Stop talking about it so much. Have faith in God. Stop rehearsing it so much. Have faith in God. Stop reliving it so much. Have faith in God. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. In spite of what we see, feel, hear, smell. Mark 11:22, Jesus answered them, have faith in God. This is the answer. Have faith in God. This is what we are to do. This is what you are to do. Have faith in God. I can hear the Holy Spirit saying, read the next verse. So I'm going to do that. Truly I tell you, because I'm obedient, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will, not maybe, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. Where do you believe? Where do you receive it? Where do you believe? In prayer. In spirit. I pull it down in spirit. I believe that I've received. I've received it in spirit first. That's why I'm able to give praise. I don't wait until I see it and then talk about believing. Hello? Hello? Is it Jesus you're looking for? Hallelujah. Let me see. Where'd I leave off, Lord? Let me read 24 again. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Believe that you have received it. And I must make this note that as we are praying in spirit and in truth, according to the will of God, that's why we need to spend more time in worship. Hallelujah. In that place of worship, we are presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, right? Which is our worship. It is our reasonable service. Romans 12. Amen. And then, what does it say? And which is your spiritual worship. Let me read this. I appeal to you. This is what Apostle Paul says. Therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Yes. Listen, I got to sacrifice sometimes me wanting to cry over the thing. In praise, I gotta sacrifice. Come on, me getting all the glory from people and turn that to the Lord in praise. I gotta sacrifice my way for the Lord's way and worship. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Let's stop being this people that is me, 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 and always want to be pleased and whatever is convenient and comfortable for me, because that, there's nothing in that that speaks to Christianity, being a follower of Jesus, being a disciple. Hallelujah. We must deny ourselves, present ourselves a living sacrifice. There's some appetites that we may have, some likings, some propensities, some ways that we are leaning. And God is saying, put that on the altar so I can give you the treasures of heaven. God is saying there's some things we need to let go. Got to sacrifice in the letting of go so that we can receive what is stored up for us in heaven. There's some things and people we got to release and forgive so that we are creating space within us to receive what God has for us, who he wants to reveal to us regarding who we are in him, where he wants to lead us and bring us. Y'all, I'm preaching good. Hallelujah. Not me, but the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some sacrifice of complaining and crying and whining about why me, and turn that into a worship of yes, God, and see him open the windows of heaven and pour out more than we have room enough to receive. And it's a lifestyle. I hear the Holy Spirit. Sometimes he doesn't give us it quickly, or even we have to wait a little longer than, or a lot longer than we would like, because of the refining and because of the faith that he is tapping into. Hello, that we have to tap into. Come on. So all this is for our good. And what is for our good? Worshiping God. Worshiping God. Seeking God. Not for the things, but for him. 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 Loose us, oh God, from this earthly mentality and ways that we are about things and possessions and wanting to have an increase and prosper so we can say whatever. No, but it's for you. I desire you. We desire you. What desire do we have that is greater than the desire of God? Because we have some. We have some. We have some. Some of us more than others, but we have some. What happens and what does it look like when God is our number one desire? Come on, we can tell what our desires are because we talk about it a lot. And we're seeking that and we're in that lane a lot. And so people can see it and know it. So what happens when the desire for Christ overtakes us? That I don't care about me and how well I'm doing, but I care about boasting on God and his omnipotence and his omnibenevolence and his omnipresence and his omniscience. What an accolade, what thing do I have that can even hold a weight to who God is? What fame that can even hold a light to the fame of Jesus across all generations? May you be our desire. May you, Lord God, be our desire. May you be our God. May you be our life source. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit. What fears can stand in the presence of God? Hallelujah. What insecurities can stand strong in the presence of God? Hallelujah. What hatred can stand in the midst of the love of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What about when this becomes the sole opportunity? I just want to seize the opportunity to worship you. If you do nothing else for me, I just want to say I was faithful in my worship. Hallelujah. How about you are my reward? So when I worship and have, that is my reward. What can satisfy me more than Jesus? Hallelujah. Who can please me more than Jesus? Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit. Who can promote me more than Jesus? Hallelujah. Who can heal me better than Jesus? Hallelujah. Who can redeem my life other than Jesus? Hallelujah. Who can bring forth a restoration? I'm talking about restoring of years, amen, and time, and that which man says impossible to be restored. Hallelujah. We talking about recompense, y'all. Hallelujah. We're talking about deliverance, y'all. Hallelujah. When does Jesus become the first one we run to in any and every situation? Hallelujah. Well, we're running to you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. We're running to you right now, Lord. We're running to you with all the cares and all the aches and all the fear and all the worry. We're running to you, O God. Turning it all over to you, O God. I thank you for your healing grace on those right now who needs healing, mind, body, and soul. I thank you, O God, for the healing that you are doing in the lives of your people, of those who worship you, of those who are called by your name, of for those who obey, hallelujah, and is seeking you, healing of mind issues, brain issues, tumor issues, blood issues, nerve issues, spinal issues, heart issues, even addiction issues. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Reba shanda basaya. Gout issues. Reba hando bokoroba siti andaraya. Lung issues. Organ issues. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, oh God. Limb issues. Come on. Arthritis issues. Come on, God, we say thank you. Reba Sanda, thank you for your healing grace, smothering and dissolving cancer issues. Come on, God, thank you. We praise you right now for touching those who are in a hospital, for those who are on crutches, for those who are in a wheelchair. God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for healing and touching those with heart issues, emotional issues. And this time, mean heart issues, which is those emotional issues, insecure issues, fearful issues, hopeless issues. Oh Lord, rain, oh God, on your people. Rain and provide and make a way for your children who have financial issues. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, for touching those with relational issues. We thank you for touching those who are who have been in the waiting, oh God, waiting for marriage. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for moving across the lives of each and every single one of us under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us a vision and fresh perspective. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for a fresh understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you in this moment for reminding us and encouraging us that faith is the answer. Prayer is the answer. Praise is the answer. Worship is the answer. Submitting to you is the answer. Presenting ourselves a living sacrifice is the answer. Seeking you is the answer. Let us not fall for this okie doke anymore to think that we know what we're doing and we know how to handle it and we got a hustle that is better than yours. What are you asking us to hand over to you? Who are you asking us to hand over to you? Anything you're asking us to walk away from, to walk into, may we willingly say yes. I hear the Lord saying that some of our angst and issues because comes from us not wanting to let go or holding on to a yester word. The Bible says now faith, right? We're going from faith to faith. So as God moves, amen, and then we're like going straight and he said, okay, make a right. He was like, wait, no, you just said go straight. No, you told me that this was going to be right. Let's be in the right now and not in the yester. Because we're in the yester of faith. We're in self. The Holy Spirit then left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for this time of renewal, this time of setting our minds on you. Bible says that he keep our mind, those who whose mind is stayed on the Lord, he keeps us in perfect peace. Thank you for your shalom. Thank you for your shalom. I want to read Psalm 91. Hallelujah. I want to read, that's what's coming on my spirit. Let's read Psalm 91. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you. This prayer of divine protection. This prayer of the assurance of God's protection. And listen. How it begins. Let us listen to what happens on the course to the ending of the scripture. Let us pay attention and hear the promise and hear the truth that God is speaking to us through Psalm 91. And I am reading this out of the NRSV. Yes, hallelujah. You who live, who what? Who live. This is not a hotel. This is not a vacation. This is a permanent residence. Your permanent residence, your address is the shelter of the Most High. It is the shadow of the Almighty. Come on, somebody. This is my home. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Somebody say, my trust is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. My eyes are on the Lord. Come on, y'all. My mind is on the Lord. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night or the arrow that flies by day. Thank you for blessing us with sweet sleep, Lord. Amen, somebody. Hold on, where did I left off? Okay, verse 6. Or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But listen, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you. No scourge come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you will trample under your foot. Those who love me, says the Lord, I will deliver. Come on, y'all. We loving on God right now. What he's saying? I'm delivering you. I am delivering you. I am delivering you. I am delivering you. Hey, 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 I am delivering you. Come on, y'all. I will be with you in trouble, saith the Lord. I will rescue you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. We thank you for this promise, oh God, the Psalm 91 promise, the Psalm 91 hope, the Psalm 91 instruction of living, dwelling, abiding in the secret place of the Most High. And listen, when we in the secret place, we get the secrets from heaven. And when we get the secrets from heaven, we don't always need to, and don't go sharing it the secret. What happens when somebody comes to tell us a secret and then we go share it? What are they going to want to give you another secret? No. Let it remain between you and the Lord, and God will communicate what the secret is by the manifestation. Hello? Hello? Is it Jesus you're looking for? Come on, y'all. So, Lord, we just thank you. We bless your name. We honor you. We salute you. We reverence you. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah. May this week be a hallelujah week. Come on, y'all. May every day in this week be a hallelujah. May we hallelujah for the next 7 days. May we set ourselves, because we are in partnership with God. So let us set ourselves on hallelujah. Set our mind on hallelujah. Set our heart on hallelujah. And set myself on hallelujah. That's it. Let us set ourselves on hallelujah. We thank you that this week is kissed by you as we give you a hallelujah. We thank you for kissing our finances, kissing our lives, kissing our loved ones, kissing those loved ones that are wayward or lost, and sending them back home. We thank you, oh God. Kiss us to break us free from the strongholds and the places of bondage and burden. Pour out a fresh anointing on us, oh God. Kiss us in that place of trusting you. That trust issues are a thing of the past. That I have no trust issue because my trust is in God. And I move accordingly. I move according to the voice in the whisper from the secret place. We praise your name and we thank you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Yaer Adonai Panavalecha. Viko Neka. Yisa Adonai Panavalecha. Veyasim Lecha Shalom. God bless you. I'll see you back next Sunday, 7 p.m. in the name of Christ Jesus. You're blessed going in. You're blessed coming out. You're blessed when you lie. You're blessed when you're up and walking about. You are blessed. You're blessed going into that meeting. You're blessed going into that interview. You're blessed as your God opens the doors to a new land. You're blessed as he restores. You're blessed as he reconciles. You're blessed as he makes a way out of no way. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Rebashando korobasaya. As his strength is made perfect in your weakness, you are blessed. You are blessed into healing. You are blessed. You are blessed in every area, every way, every fashion. You're blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.